It is the CGH About Your Health radio program. And speaking today with us is nurse practitioner Erica Stock. She recently joined CGH in the vascular surgery department at the CGH Medical Center Main Clinic. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm all right. A little bit of water fell last night, but we're out of that now. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, like you said, I'm a nurse practitioner. I work with Dr. Thomas King in the vascular surgery department at the Main Clinic. I received my nurse practitioner master's degree from University of St. Francis, Bachelor of Nursing from University of Phoenix, and then my ADN from Sauk Valley right here.
What's an ADN?
Associate degree nursing.
There we go. That one I didn't know.
Oh, well, now you do.
Yeah, well, I knew we would all be learning a lot. Also, you're board certified with the Family Nurse, American Nurses Credential Center.
Correct.
And, wow, and you are from the area.
I am. I'm from Dixon.
So you didn't have to go too far.
No, not at all.
What exactly is vascular surgery?
Vascular surgery treats any conditions involving the arteries and veins. This includes painful varicose veins, swelling, upper and lower extremity, arterial pain, pain after walking short distances, carotid artery disease, aortic aneurysms, and vascular surgery also addresses dialysis access needs.
And why did you choose this type of medicine? What drew you to that?
Vascular surgery is varied and it is very challenging. I had almost 18 years of critical care experience before I became a nurse practitioner, so I felt that I could integrate the my experience and build upon that to provide optimal care for the patients.
And you, speaking of patients, what kind of patients do you see?
Oh, we see all kinds of patients. We see patients with conditions such as multiple heart and lung diseases, stroke patients, chronic kidney diseases, peripheral artery disease. Most of them have advanced stage diabetes. Quite a dynamic group we see.
And it also assists, well, we hear a lot about COPD mm-hmm. these days. How is it assist COPD?
I'm sorry, what?
How does it help with COPD?
We, vascular surgery doesn't necessarily correct COPD, but most of our patients, by the time they do need some type of vascular surgery intervention, already have advanced stages of COPD, so that makes our care more challenging and more in depth.
Okay. I didn't mean to hang up things up there. I just said, I'm just curious. COPD is like, because we hear a lot about
sure.
that these days. It's,
right.
It's everywhere. And the radio frequency ablation, how does that work?
What that is, it's used to treat venous insufficiencies, and that can cause a number of different issues. It can cause painful varicose veins, swelling, achiness and heaviness in the legs, blood clots, and then in severe cases, it can cause non-healing venous stasis ulcers. And so the radiofrequency ablation is an outpatient procedure, and we insert a tiny probe into the vein and use radiofrequency waves to heat the vein, and then it reroutes the blood into the deep venous system, and that's going to take the pressure off of the diseased veins that are causing all of these symptoms. And like I said, it's an outpatient procedure, and come in the morning, have it done, and you can leave by the afternoon if everything goes okay.
And tell us a little bit more about the other services you offer as well.
We also offer peripheral angiograms. Those are used to treat peripheral artery narrowing caused by plaque buildup. That can cause numerous issues such as finger pain, lower leg pain, non-healing wounds, and severe debilitating intermittent claudication pain after short distances of walking, and a lot of times this pain wakes people up in the middle of the night. That is also in a small catheter is inserted into the groin area, and then contrast is injected into the arterial system, and an X-ray machine will reveal areas of narrowing that can be opened with balloon angioplasty or a stent.
And do you usually have to travel for these procedures if that's what you need?
You do. Most of these procedures are only offered at tertiary care facilities in the larger cities with higher populations. And also, these procedures are minimally invasive, and the with endovascular surgery, and that leads to decreased recovery time and postoperative complications such as pain or infection at the surgical incision site, or sometimes prolonged hospitalizations or surgical procedures might lead to pneumonia, which can be deadly for especially the elderly population.
So you and Dr. King, you're able to offer all these services right here.
Yes, we are. No need to travel.
So in the what happened in the fall of 2018? CGH opened up a hybrid operating room.
They did. This hybrid operating room is a special operating room that has advanced capabilities combining an imaging system that supports high quality imaging with complex open and minimally invasive surgeries. This cutting edge technology is rarely found in a community our size. We do all of our procedures in this room, and as I said before, it allows us to do minimally invasive surgeries that have the benefits of the decreased recovery time.
So that shows CGH offering the best treatment, so people don't have to, you know, go off to these other places.
Right. Travel can cause a burden on patients and their families. For it takes time, and it gets expensive after a while to travel. So I'm very pleased that we're able to offer those services in our community.
And what do you offer your patients that benefits them the most?
Probably the procedures that I explained before. We also have called an EVAR procedure, which is an endovascular aortic aneurysm repair. That is done completely endovascularly. It's minimally invasive. You come home with two incisions. It's an overnight procedure. And that can correct an aortic aneurysm, which involves the large artery in the abdomen. And if that becomes ruptured, it can cause severe internal hemorrhaging or even death. So the fact that we can take on such a large surgery, complicated surgery here at CGH endovascularly is pretty amazing.
And when you're hearing a patient's concerns, you take them through education and talk to them about their medical condition?
Sure. When they come in to see us, or we take the time to listen to what's going on with them, their chief complaints, whether it's minor or severe, and then from there we provide education and basically formulate a plan that's going to help them increase their quality of life and bring some comfort to them, because most of these patients have pretty debilitating pain or issues that they're suffering from.
And you're locally from the area. Fantastic, great education. What brought you to CGH?
CGH is actually my home base. I started here as a new nurse back in 2002, and then I resigned several years later to pursue travel nursing and to complete my master's degree. I've worked in many larger organizations, and I definitely prefer the warm and friendly atmosphere of a smaller community hospital.
Which brings us to, you're just over from Dixon. What do you like about the Sauk Valley here?
Oh, I like the small community feel, and the people are very friendly and helpful, and I just feel like people, especially at CGH, people generally care for one another.
Anything else you would like our listeners to know about?
Yes, I would just like to brag on our vascular surgery department for a second. And I feel like we're fantastic, and we're all very passionate about our patients, and we provide friendly and compassionate care to promote increased quality of life and comfort to our patients. And I would also like to make mention that we're currently in the process of offering new services that will again be minimally invasive, one of them being carotid artery stenting, and that's minimally invasive procedure. And then we'll also be offering some in-office procedures as well, such as treating varicose veins.
Well, you and Dr. King got to be great partners with what you do.
Yeah, I feel we are.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right. And you are accepting new patients in your office. Where's your office located?
It's at the main clinic on, what's the address? On the third floor.
A
surgical department.
101 East Miller Road in Sterling. And Eric is accepting new patients in your office. And third floor, CGH Main Clinic. And to schedule an appointment, all you got to do is call 815-625-4790. Or you can go to cghmc.com. Anything else, Erica?
I don't think so. I just like to say I'm looking forward to meeting many new patients and getting to know some new people in the area and getting some of their concerns addressed.
With all those services, anybody has any issues, they know where to go now.
Correct.
Well, fantastic. Well, thank you so much, and good luck, and I'm sure you're going to be getting some appointments.
Thank you very much.
All right. CGH, About Your Health radio program. I'd like to thank nurse practitioner Erica Stock. Recently joined CGH in the vascular surgery over at the CGH Medical Center Main Clinic, and she is on the third floor of the Main Clinic, again located at 101 East Miller Road in Sterling.